Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is here again today to give us some good words about prosper. You know,
praise
I like
God.
To prosper.
Mm-hmm.
I've been without prospering, and I've been with prospering, and prospering is better.
There's something about being able to pay your bills at the end of the month.
When they're due.
When they're due, and there's much left over.
That's right.
There's just something about walking around a house that is totally debt-free, that does not belong to a bank. There's something about driving a car that just belongs to you. And if the Lord said, I want you to sow this into somebody's life, you go do it. There's just really something. You know, the people who gripe about prosperity, I don't think they are the ones who are really poor. I think they're the ones that do pretty good. And if you were to go to somebody who is poor and say, here's a choice, let's make a choice. Would you like to stay poor or would you like to be prosperous?
I would choose prosperous.
I think they would choose prosperity myself. I think they'd go for that. So we are redeemed from the curse of lack.
Yeah.
Debt. As a matter of fact, speaking about lack, just before we went on the air, Gloria mentioned a scripture that we looked up, and it's in Luke 22, in verse 35, and it was Jesus talking to the disciples, and he said, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked you anything? And they said, nothing.
Amen.
We lack nothing in Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
So we're talking about being done with debt. And Gloria, you're so inspirational when it comes to titles.
I just got a good one right here. You want to hear it?
Yeah, tell me your title. What is
Finances
it?
Finances Without Fear.
I like it. Finances, you'll hear it. I'm sure you will hear it soon. Finances Without Fear.
Isn't that a good title?
That's good. I'll take that.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, this one that we have today, Give Your Way Out of Debt. You and I were teaching about 4 years ago on debt freedom, and you came up with that phrase, you've got to give your way out of debt. And I thought, what a brilliant statement that is. I adapted it to what we're doing here, and I want to talk today about our giving and how important that is, that when we're in a debt situation and you make the decision to get out of debt, you cannot stop tithing.
No.
You cannot stop sowing. It is going backwards. And to be able, you give your way out of that situation. You give your way out of any lack situation that you might be in. And let's just take a look.
Or if you're not exactly in lack, but you need to do something, a project, you sow your way into the return for that project.
I've watched you and Kenneth over the years. As we've believed for bigger and bigger aircraft, I have seen you sow aircraft into other ministries, believing for the return of the larger aircraft.
Right. And did it work?
It did.
Absolutely.
Boy, it really did. And I've seen it with us. We've done the same thing. To sow specifically towards something. You know, I shared this a few days ago, but there are people that we've sown into to help them pay a mortgage payment or several mortgage payments to bring relief into their life, but also sow towards our own debt freedom. When Terry and I were believing to get out of debt, we did not stop giving. We did not stop tithing.
Oh.
We continued on and we were listening to the Lord all the way through. Lord, what do you want to do with this money that just came in? Is that seed for the house? Is that to go towards the house? Of course, everything that we receive is tithed. That's a decision.
It's tithed.
Tithed, yes,
okay.
It is. And, before Terry and I were married, I was tithing. She was tithing. We were doing this separately. When we married, there was no question when we came into our marriage, what do you think about tithing? That was a done deal.
A no-brainer.
That was a no-brainer. So even in the tough times that we've had, throughout we will be married 39 years this year. And throughout all of those years, we have never stopped tithing.
No.
That has been so important. And that's a huge mistake when people get into a debt situation.
Yeah, that's the time to sow.
That's the time to sow. Ecclesiastes, take a look at your notes there, Gloria, and Ecclesiastes 11:4. And by the way,
all of
these notes are available to you right now on kcm.org. Just go over to the website, click onto the picture of Gloria and me, and it'll take you to the notes. And all of these notes, plus all of the other 259 notes that we've taught on prosperity are available on kcm.org. Ecclesiastes 11:4, he that observes the wind shall not sow. He that regards the clouds will not reap. What this is saying to us is if you're looking at the conditions that are around you, maybe you're in a debt condition. Mm-hmm. If you look at that condition, you will tend to not want to sow, you'll tend to not want to tithe because of the condition.
Yeah.
And that's what Ecclesiastes was saying here. And I wrote down here, many make a huge mistake while they are pressing into debt freedom. They get so intent on getting out of debt that they discontinue their tithing and their sowing. And we have to, as you said 3 years ago or so, you said you have to give your way out of debt. That's the answer to it. I thought that was such a great statement, and I've used that over and over and over again, that we give our way out of that situation.
Sow your way out.
You sow your way out of it. When people endeavor to become debt-free, there is a temptation to stop giving. It seems like the quote-unquote logical thing for them to do. And Terry and I, we realize this, and I know that you and Kenneth did this as well as so many others that have come out of debt. We realize that our debt freedom was dependent upon staying in a continual state of sowing and reaping.
That's right.
We're giving to this day. We're giving all the time. Money is going through us all the time.
Money is coming to you all the time.
And it's coming to us all the time. So we determined to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit as to who He wanted us to give to, when He wanted us to sow, and how He wanted us to sow.
Yeah.
And you know, we're looking for the time that the Lord will open the door and provide for us that I'm going to pay off somebody's house. I'm looking to that. I'm looking for that, or to pay off their car, or to buy them a car, or and we've sown cars before, but I'm looking for a grander place of giving than we've ever been before. So the Lord said to us during the time that we were coming out of debt, He said, in order for you to go up to a higher level of receiving, you'll have to go up to a higher level of giving. So I appreciated what He said there. In order for us to go up to a higher level of receiving, we will have to go to a higher level of giving. And through the years, our giving has increased more and more and more and more. With every year that goes by, it's getting larger and larger. So with that said, let's look at Proverbs chapter 3. Over in Proverbs chapter 3, we see here the wisdom of Solomon that's laid out before us concerning our giving in Proverbs chapter 3, and we're looking at verse 9. It says there, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. And I wrote this in here, so shall thy debt-free barns be filled with plenty, and your debt-free presses shall burst out with new wine. So we have to honor the Lord with our substance. And where the tithing is concerned, I use this example. A number of years ago, Kenneth Copeland Ministries was behind $1 million. And I remember when Brother Copeland went up there, this was about 1982, he went up to Arkansas to spend time praying. And he went before the Lord and he said, we need $1 million. And the Lord answered him and he said, you need to start tithing. And he was like, but Lord, we need $1 million. And the Lord said, the ministry needs to start tithing. And ever since 1982, 10% of the income of this ministry has gone out into supporting others in ministry and ministering to the poor based on what the Lord told Brother Copeland back then about the $1 million that we were behind. And as soon as we started tithing, that thing started catching up. And that $1 million deficit, it's gone. It's gone forever.
That's right.
It's not there.
Praise
so it's,
God.
It seemed like that it wasn't the logical thing to do. And I have a quote here from Jerry Savelle. When you talk to the Lord about your need, He will talk to you about sowing seed.
That's right. That's right.
And so as Kenneth Copeland Ministries began to sow that 10%, that $1 million deficit began to disappear. And that's what we have to keep in mind. You really do have to sow your way out of your debt situation. You need to sow your way out of these things because that sowing is so powerful. That giving is so powerful. And I heard Keith Moore say this one time. He said, the more you open your heart to giving, the more your heart will be open to receiving. Your giving goes through the same hole that your receiving goes through. And the cheaper you are and the more stingy you are, that's
the more you hoard.
The more you hoard, that's a little teeny hole in there.
The smaller your bundle gets.
Yeah.
That's just fresh off the wire, George.
The more you hoard,
the smaller your bundle gets. I just see a guy with a stick on his back and you know how they showed Hobo's picture?
Mm-hmm.
With the money in his little pouch back there on his stick.
That's the truth. The more you hoard, the more you store up, the more you keep back from what belongs to God and what needs to go back out, the smaller that return becomes.
That's right.
The same hole that you give through is the same hole comes back. So the bigger the entrance to your heart, the bigger the reception is going to be.
Now we know that we tithe. That's just a done thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a given.
Yeah.
So on the rest of your income, you have to listen to what the Lord says.
Yeah.
He may tell you to sow it here or sow it there.
Yeah.
Help those people.
Mm-hmm.
Or help these people.
Yeah.
But He's prospering you when He does that.
He is.
Because give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Praise
shall
God.
Give
yes.
Into your bosom.
Yes, absolutely. And Terry and I have done that through the years. We've sown when it didn't seem like the right thing to do, but we knew it was the right thing to do. There have been times when we emptied out our savings account, and Gloria, it fills right back up again.
Praise God.
It just, when we sow like that and we believe God for the harvest and we call that harvest in, and we are, now we're on the other side of debt freedom. The house is paid for.
Yeah.
We've been able to amass finances in our storehouse, houses.
Right. Houses.
And we are prosperous people because of it. Because that example about the tithe that the Lord brought to Brother Copeland, that's the answer right there. The money has to keep going out. There has to be a cycle. The cycle of giving and receiving. And it's like a snowball that goes down a mountain. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more we are operating in the love of God concerning our giving towards others, that just return, it just keeps increasing and increasing and increasing.
Got to listen.
There's a word from the Lord that Brother Copeland received. This was at the West Coast Believers Convention of 2007. And if you go, you're there at Point C. And the Lord said this to him, if you will begin to confess the word, you'll be shocked at how thrilled, at how quickly, let me see, I'll do that again. Shocked and thrilled, thank you, at how quickly you will have the glory arise and drive the debt out of your life. Wow.
Amen.
If you will bring your tithe to me and spend time with me, tithing that tithe to me, I will teach you and I will train you and I will show you how to be debt free. Now there's
God.
A key right there, that's Gloria.
Right. And it's worked. It's
debt,
worked for us.
Your debt freedom is directly connected to your level of tithing. No tithe, no debt freedom. Tithe, the Lord will show you how to be debt free. And that's one of the blessings of the open windows of heaven, Gloria. And that phrase that Brother Copeland had, I'll teach you.
Isn't that a good word?
I'll train you. I'll show you how to be debt free. I will bless you beyond your means. I will bless you beyond your income. I will bless you beyond your salaries. Mm-hmm. I will bless you beyond anything you have ever known
before. That's a good word from the Lord right there.
And it's all connected to the tithe.
Yeah.
The 10%.
That's the first thing.
The 10% that rightfully belongs to God, which He basically takes and reinvests into our benefit.
Sure.
But it opens the windows of heaven. It keeps the windows of heaven open over us, and it sees the blessing. We see the blessing of God coming out, and the tithing releases that. I have a scriptural reference here. We don't have to look it up here, but Abraham tithed to Melchizedek. And as a result of that tithing, as it goes from Genesis 14 into Genesis 15, the result of that tithing was a word from the Lord to Abraham. He had just finished tithing, and then the Lord spoke to him.
Praise God.
So that tithing opens up our ability. It opens up our ears. If you could put it that way, tithing will open your spiritual ears to hear the voice of the Lord.
That's right.
Somebody might ask us, how do you hear the voice of God? And boy, it would sound strange at first, but to give an answer like, are you tithing? Tithing opens your ears to hearing the voice of the Lord concerning your finances.
Amen.
And this quote from Brother
Praise
Copeland,
God.
He said, debt is the umbilical cord to the Babylonian system of finance. Your tithe is the umbilical cord to the blessing.
Isn't that right?
Praise now, what a powerful statement that is. Talking here about the tithe and how that tithe works on our behalf, I would say to everyone who is believing right now for your debt freedom, if you're not tithing, you go before the Lord and repent right now and you start tithing again. If you have not been doing that, you need to do that. As Brother Copeland said here, it's debt is the umbilical cord, or it's what connects us to the Babylonian system of finance, which is failing. But our tithe is the umbilical cord that connects us to the blessing. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. That is the blessing that God spoke over Adam and Eve.
Thank you, Lord.
Now let's look here at Proverbs chapter 11. Here's another scripture talking about the connection between our giving and becoming debt-free. In Proverbs 11:24. In Proverbs 11:24, let me read it to you from this, the King James first. It says, there's he that scatters and yet increases. And there is he that withholds more than his meat, but that tends to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself.
Praise God.
The New Living Translation, give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. That's pretty clear.
That's pretty clear.
That's pretty obvious to us. Whenever money would come to us, Terry and I, we did not automatically pay on the house. And I know that's the same thing with you and Kenneth. You are some of the greatest givers that I've ever seen. And we continually look for ways to sow. And we'd ask the Lord to reveal to us, whose debt freedom do we need to sow into? If you're believing for debt freedom, you look for somebody that needs to be debt free and you sow a seed of like kind.
Yeah, I see that.
And then we would tithe and ask how much or all that we should sow when money would come in. Sometimes when money would come in, we'd sow it back out as a seed. Sometimes when money come in, we'd sow it towards the house. And we eventually, Gloria, sowed and tithed our way out of debt.
Praise God.
In 2 Corinthians 9:8.
Does that feel good, George?
It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful thing.
Not to dread the first of the month or the 15th of the month.
And I've shared this with you before, but in the house, the debt-free house that we are in now, many times on Saturday, I'll be there at the house alone preparing for Sunday morning, and I'll just take a walk. I'll take a walk through the house, and I'll just look at it and just thank God for our debt freedom. I thank God that we owe no man anything for this.
Praise God.
And it was
Faith House.
And it was a challenge. I admit that it was a challenge.
And it probably took a little longer than you could take borrowing money.
It took some time for us. And again, we were renovating
it. Didn't take 40 years to pay it off.
No, we're not paying, we're not having to pay it off, and we're not having to pay it off several times over.
So that's...
And one of the things that we, one of the things that I think that we have to do is have a giving consciousness, a giving and giving, sowing and reaping consciousness, that without question, whatever comes into our household, we tithe on that.
Yes, absolutely.
That goes back into the storehouse. And whatever comes into our household...
It's tied to the blessing.
It is. It's directly tied to it. Mm-hmm. And whatever comes in, and we're always asking the Lord, Lord, where do you want us to sow? Do you have somebody here that you want us to sow into? And there's a constant flowing of finances. And so this
give
second...
Give and it shall be given unto you.
Give and it shall be given.
Pressed down.
Yep.
Shaking together.
Yep.
Running over.
Luke 6:38.
Shall men give into your
shall
bosom.
Shall men give into your bosom.
Well, what does that depend on? You're giving. Give and it shall be given.
That's right.
Glory to
this
God.
This 2 Corinthians 9:8 in the Amplified. This is the scripture, Gloria, that you've told me that you hung your faith on for your house.
That's true. That's
and
right.
God is able to make all grace,
mm-hmm.
every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance.
Yes, Lord, I believe
now,
it.
Now, this scripture is following where it's talking about sowing seed. Come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Praise
and finally
God.
Here, Gloria, let me read this to you. This is from The Laws of Prosperity by Brother Copeland. There is a basic fundamental truth that runs throughout the entire Bible, throughout God's history of the dealing with man. Every time there was a need, no matter what that need was, God had a man somewhere who had the resources, mm-hmm. spiritually, mentally, financially, to meet the need. For Israel, there was Moses. For the world, there was Jesus. For Jesus, there was a man with a donkey. For Ephesus, there was Paul.
That's good.
The Bible says God gave gifts to men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. He had a man to provide every need. No one person will ever be so spiritually that it ignites other people. We need one another. 11 months later, I was completely out of debt. In the meantime, I learned to include other people in my needs by giving to them and getting involved with them. When I began
praise
to give,
God.
And I suddenly realized one day, I suddenly realized how very busy I was with God's work. So
God.
We give our way out of debt.
That's right. You tithe and you give. You
that's
tithe
right.
and you sow.
That's
tithe
it.
And sow. Tithe and sow.
That's
and
it.
Believe God.
And we believe
I'm
God.
I'm out of debt. I'm sowing this seed.
Yes, ma'am.
To be out of debt.
Yes, ma'am.
Name your seed.
Name your seed.
Name your crop.
Yeah, that's
name
it, right?
Crop.
Name your crop.
Yeah.
Debt freedom.
God, it works. It's a marvelous thing.
It's wonderful.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.